Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Nick's back. Spent some time with his grandfather. He's feeling a little under the weather. You know, lack of a better term, you know. That's a personal.
It ended up working out well because he's not in good health.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it might be dire. Mm-hmm. So everybody went down there, and then he's not in good health,
yeah.
But it wasn't like there was like surrounding a bed that he's
right,
in.
Exactly.
So it's nice we got
the photo
to,
I saw.
The family was there. We got to like enjoy some time with him.
Yeah,
so one of the nights.
And Ruth from the Ozark was there too. By the way,
I didn't realize my cousin looked as much like
she
does.
Which is hot.
She'll be happy to hear that.
She looks well over 18, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So I'm not creeping out too bad on that. All right.
Our Charles says, I've gotten top shelf
I'll tell the story
for $900 a pound out of Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Usually $1,300. Wichita. I smoke all day, every day. Smoke a half ounce a week, 2 ounces a month.
This is an email?
Yeah. Okay. I'm baked all the time. As far as a job, you'd be shocked
to
learn.
I need that clip right there.
What I do for a living. If you can't do your job effed up, you're in the wrong line of work. Ask an iron worker.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, that's ballsy.
He's walking around beams on a building?
See, here's the thing. That's another. If you smoke that much, you're not high all the time.
You're just existing.
You're just maintaining.
Right.
You have built up so much tolerance at that point that you're just maintaining.
Probably shouldn't be walking around on beams.
It's like smoking cigarettes at that point.
He's baseline baked.
Yeah.
I would make sure I'm always hooked up, though, you know.
Wow.
I'm not freelancing across a couple rows of steel five stories up unless I'm hooked up, man.
No way.
Right.
I wouldn't do that sober, let alone a little stoned.
Having lunch on a beam.
Yeah.
That classic photo.
That's crazy.
None of those guys had ropes on them.
Not on that. Nope. Not that classic photo in the 30s. And somebody reenacted that, too, recently over the past couple years. I don't think they had anything tied on either. Oh, that's just anytime you see that. We go through social media. We all do it. Any of those people just sitting with their legs over buildings, I don't know, 70, 80, 90 stories high, or just structures. Mm-hmm.
There's a story behind that photo, and it's, you know, not as romantic as what we think it is.
Well, they posed for it, I'm sure. They were just sitting there eating like that.
Yeah. But they weren't as unsafe as we thought they
were. Man.
They weren't nearly as safe as they would be today.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I've been to the top of 30 Rock in New York City. Right. I mean, and you get up there and they've got these giant, like, clear panels that you can't, you know, to think about being up that high
and sitting with your legs over the top. Right.
Just hanging out with little to no safety equipment keeping you tied to the structure.
Guys are crazy, man.
No.
Crazy.
No, thank you.
I don't like to stay next to the guardrail at the mall.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about...
I think about that one.
You know, I'm with you on that.
You don't like riding the gondola.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's the height thing right there.
But, you know, when I'm in a chairlift, you know, you're 100 feet above the ground in a chairlift. And, like, once I have felt unsafe in a chairlift when the ring really whipped up.
Oh, believe me. I know they're very safe. It's just a mental thing with me. That's all it is.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I think about it.
Guys do fall once
in
a while.
It'd be super easy to fall off a chairlift and mess yourself up. I've seen it.
Or die.
Right. When people have fallen off a chairlift.
But there's
usually it's kids.
Yeah.
There's that one bar. I mean, how are you going to fall out of that one bar?
Right.
It's totally safe.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I don't even get that bar.
Yeah.
I don't even have the little bar. I don't even bring the little bar down.
Oh, well, see, you're being unsafe, Todd.
And it's like being on a motorcycle without a helmet.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them don't have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was standard for a chairlift. Yeah.
Some of the older ones, some of the older chairlifts don't have the bar on them.
Well, like you get hurt skiing ever. It's just no big deal.
Nah. Totally safe.
I wouldn't worry about it. You never get hurt skiing, so it's no big deal.
Once. Hurt once.
So, Nick, you said you're off the air talking about, you said your uncle said your grandpa. What was the story about?
Yeah, so it said with grandpa, and my sister started to tell this story about how her and her boyfriend had this dog.
Okay.
This dog named was Spawn, and Spawn had a stroke, and they thought they were going to have to put it down like the following day.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's bummed out. So it's kind of like a last hurrah. They take Spawn through the Dairy Queen, get him a cheeseburger and an ice cream cone,
right?
And it just turns him around. And
really?
And he lives for another year.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe let the dog live, man.
Well, they did.
I mean, I know they didn't just get to kill
let
it anyway.
The dog have cheeseburgers?
No, he seemed like he was done. And then the ice cream cone and cheeseburger just perked him up.
Right.
And he lived for another year. So my uncle's
That's probably what happened to Jimmy Carter, by the way.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. Yeah, so my uncle's sitting right in front of my grandpa. He hears this and he just goes, maybe that's what we should do with you.
He just pointed. So that's his son. His son saying that. Yeah. His son can say that. Did grandpa laugh?
He can't hear well, so we had to tell him the story again. But yeah, he laughed.
Take him through, get him a cheeseburger and some ice cream, man.
So I went through sometimes when you have a dog in the car, the guys at the drive-thru will have the, they got doggy treats.
Yeah, they give you something. Yeah.
I went through the drive-thru the other day at a sandwich shop, and I had the dog in the car with me. She was sitting in the passenger seat, and the guy in the window says, would your dog like a piece of bacon?
Really?
And I went,
sure.
Well, I mean, if you're handing them out, I'd like a piece of bacon.
You hang your mouth out the side like you always do anyway. Drive through glory hole.
So he reaches in the sandwich counter and pulls out about a little half strip of bacon and just hands it to me for the dog. I'm like, two, please.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I have another dog at home.
You'll have to tell me that place. I'll bring four dogs sometime.
Well, and it was funny because the one of the other people inside walked up near the window and saw the dog, and he's like, I already gave the dog bacon. She's like, I wanted to give the dog bacon.
Man, they're bored.
Like,
Nick would have gave it acid.
Right.
No.
When he worked at the drive-thru, right?
He would have sold it.
To the dog. Yeah, right. Does your dog like some acid?
Yeah. No freebies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would your dog like a sweet tart soaked in LSD?
Well, that's good the dog turned around. That's kind of a sad day to know what's going to happen the next day. Oh, look, he's enjoying the cheeseburger and ice cream. We're going to kill you tomorrow.
And it's like my sister got home because she had been at work with it. She thought the dog's going to get home and the dog's gone. And this dog's just at home all happy.
Oh, that's
cool. Had an ice cream cone. So I don't know if it'll work for grandpa or not, but...
So don't you live the rest of that year in fear? Like every time the dog kind of coughs or doesn't get up right?
Well, of course you would. But
no, you got a cheeseburger standing by just in case.
Yeah, the emergency stash.
I saw an Onion headline yesterday. It said Jimmy and Rosalind Carter announced a divorce. They're getting divorced.
You see the one that said Jimmy Carter gets vasectomy?
No, really?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter's still kicking ass, and good for him, man.
Well, he's still alive.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know how many asses he's kicking these days.
They're probably feeding him cheeseburgers and ice cream every day, and he says, well, okay, I want one more tomorrow.
This is it.
Right.
This is the magic potion.
Yeah. So that's going to happen. And Nick, still no hits, right?
None.
None.
And no hits over the entire vacation.
That was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah,
that is weird.
I don't know that that's ever happened.
Right. We talked about a bunch of stuff over the past couple of days, like we always do. There's another. What was that guy that got all the drugs through the airport? Got that email?
I don't.
It was called.
I got you. Airport sneak
through.
Yeah, you may know. So his dad was a veteran, and he was wearing dad's Army issue jacket. This was 1995. He's flying back to Nebraska for a girlfriend. Blah blah blah. So he says he rolls up 2/8 bags of weed and sticks them in the collar of the jacket that kind of stands up, you know, on the
Army jacket, basically. Okay.
Yeah, the one that holds the hood.
Right.
He said the other 3/4 ounce is in his underwear in the front. He's got 10 hits of acid in his right shoe, 1 gram of coke, and 1 gram of meth in his left shoe.
So he obviously had a problem.
Well, he was ready to party.
Yeah. He had a problem and a good dealer.
He definitely had a problem.
Well, no, I think he had some friends that were counting on him.
Yeah, it sounds like he was coming back. There was a party that he was going to. So he said he sat in the bathroom at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport for 20 minutes sweating.
Yeah.
Made it through with just
Midnight Express stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said going through the metal detector, it beeped because of his belt buckle, and he said he almost pooped himself.
Yeah.
But he said the lady
is pre 9/11 too. So
the lady at TSA was just like, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's your belt buckle. Move on." But he said he got on the plane having sweaty feet, freaking out that he was going to start tripping on those 10 hits of acid.
Oh, because they would soak into your feet.
Yeah. And he was 17 at the time.
Oh, Jesus!
Wow. And he says, "But it was a hell of a party when he got off the plane. Don't do drugs, kids."
You got to put the acid
in
the collar.
I think he's lowballing this here. He said, "I think I probably could have gotten 5 years if I got caught." Oh, I think you would have gotten a whole lot more than 5 years.
What do you have in them again?
2 1/8-ounce bags of weed,
plus another 3/4 ounce.
Yeah.
So a full pound or a full ounce.
Yeah, that's the intent to distribute, right?
Gram of coke, gram of meth. That probably wouldn't be intent to distribute. That
10 hits acid?
Not a gram of coke.
That's personal use. 10 hits acid might be.
That's intent to distribute, I'm guessing.
I think you could argue otherwise.
I don't think there's an argue. I think there's a number, and if you're above that, you're intent to distribute.
Yeah, there is a number there. Yeah.
But 17 years old, and he got away with it, and it was a hell of a party.
All right.
Have they always had?
Lead the sober life, man.
The metal detectors and such at the airport? I don't remember much about flying pre 9/11, but I remember.
And we flew all the time, too. I don't remember either.
I remember you got mad at me because I enjoyed arriving at the airport at the last minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we almost missed the interview.
I know. I wanted to run up. I want to run up to the plane.
We almost missed a flight to come to Omaha to get the job.
I want to be the last guy on the plane. I want to spend as little time in the airport as possible. Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
Now you spend 8 hours drinking at the airport before you go on the plane. You do the exact opposite now.
Right, because there's a bar at the airport.
Right.
Yeah. And I would just as soon arrive at the airport early. Because what are you doing before you go to the airport?
Waiting around to go to the airport.
You're sitting around waiting to go to the airport. So why not just go to the airport?
I tell my wife that all the time.
I have had this discussion in the past.
Why are we leaving so early? Because we're sitting right here. Yeah. And once we're checked in, we're down there, at least we know we're going to get on the damn plane.
Exactly.
You know? It drives me crazy when I had that argument.
Unless you're in the middle of a bar session and they say, your plane's going to leave 4 hours later than originally scheduled.
About that?
That sucks.
He just said, he drank all damn day then.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then what are you going to do?
Drink.
Because you really don't have many options.
If
you go home, it's going to take you an hour round trip to
back through security, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no sense in going back home.
No.
No.
Even with a 4-hour delay. And I have bartenders that watch out for me. So they fed me water and then beer. And then water.
It's like, you got to make sure you get on your flight.
They have a. It's like when you see a minor flying, and they always have a guy with them.
There's
There's an unaccompanied Todd. They just have a guy shows up, hangs out with Todd at the bar.
Got a little.
Make sure he gets on the plane.
Little lanyard hanging around his neck. Please help me.
Pretty much.
Oh, he must be on the spectrum. No, that's just Todd. He drinks, man.
Drunk.
Oh,
he Bloody Marys.
He's drink. Walk over and say hi to him.
Hi, I'm Todd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, here's Patrick. He says it is possible to smoke a pound or more a month. From 18 to 21, I was smoking an ounce and a half every day. pizza delivery guy, so you're smoking all day.
And good for driving, too.
Yeah, I got an email here from a guy who broke the math down to daily. He says roughly 4.9 grams a day to equal a pound every 90 days.
How many joints is that?
And he says that seems doable.
I don't know.
Joint sizes can vary greatly.
Yeah, I know they can. Bush will tell me that all the time. Yeah.
4.9 grams?
I don't know how much. Continues. It's mostly maintaining.
Yeah.
But you definitely feel
depending where you measure the joint from.
Stages of high.
Vika.
All the way to gone. It's very easy to do, especially if you're dealing with self-recovery or multiple major shoulder injuries, let alone constant nerve pain, as it's the only way to care about hurting to be able to sleep.
All right. Man, I don't know how you deliver pizza high like all the time because it's a smell. You got pizza smell in your car.
No one would
time.
Get their pizza. Right.
Man, it just smells so good, man.
That's just Rastafarian stuff.
It is.
Though.
It is.
You're ingesting it all the time. Every
right.
breath.
Right.
Every breath you take.
Yeah.
Every move you make.
Yeah.
There was an Onion headline, an old one, that said everybody involved in preparation, delivery, and consumption of pizza high.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. I was out this weekend doing a live broadcast, and we were next to a burger joint.
Uh-huh.
And we're outside because it's a big sale. And there's a parking lot right next to where we're at for the burger joint. And there's three of us standing there from the radio station.
Smoking weed.
It's a nice, sunny Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Little breeze coming from the direction of the burger joint.
Oh, that smells great.
But all of a sudden, all three of us just like, stop. And like, did you guys just all of a sudden smell weed really heavily? We're like, yep. Turn around and
kitchen,
look.
Kitchen guys?
Turn around and look, and there's a dude getting out of his car, putting his headset back on with his name tag on his shirt. I'm like, that dude totally just got high on his break.
Break time. Yeah.
And he had a big smile on his face. Yeah. He was walking back
walking
in.
Walking into a burger place. Hi, how do you not eat, man?
I'm like, you know what?
One fry for you,
you
one
eat.
Fry for you eat. Yeah, you do eat, right?
It's a great place to eat.
Yeah. He's going in to make burgers and fries. He's probably better at it high.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a manager at a kitchen that would hand me a loaded pipe and a lighter and be like, "Would it take out the trash?" I'm like, yeah, I do now.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Good job, man. That's a good job.
I had a program director who would get me high before my night shift.
Yeah.
Good job.
Jim sucks at slacking.
I know. He's the worst.
I've only had one boss ever offer me drugs, and it was Todd.
Jim has never brought us, Jim's never brought us drugs.
Nothing. You know?
Never.
Not even once.
Not even a drink.
I know. And he drinks. He drinks once in a while.
Never even offered.
He enjoys a whiskey once in a while. Yeah. Speaking of that, what's the TikTok story here? TikTok drinkers.
About the how drunk you're allowed to be at certain events?
Well, that's, I would just say pretty.
I hope my family doesn't see this.
I've been drunk at pretty much every event.
Yeah, this was a
softball, football, baseball.
Well, this
girls,
girl,
a 10-year-old girl, basketball. I've been drunk at all those, and any parent listening that does any youth sports has been drunk at every one you're just mentioning.
I showed up for family parties for a 4-year-old, and you're like, "What? No beer?"
I remember my favorite time is my daughter played basketball, and so she was about 10 or something like that, and we're out of town. I think we're in Beatrice.
Bragger.
Yeah, exactly. And there was, we had about 4 hours between games, and all the parents, we went to a sports bar and everybody drank. And that's what you do in youth events, especially tournaments. And we all get back, and it's a really good game. And we're really into our team winning, you know, because the girls want to win. And I know they're only 10, but we're all into it. And the coach starts, gets pissed at a call. He's a good dude. Not going to mention his name. And he's in the ref's face about this call. And then I walk over to him. I said, "You know, you just breathe." He goes, I just breathe booze all over that dude. And I'm just, he goes, I'm coaching a 10-year-old girls basketball team. I'm going, what kind of call is that? Just bleh all over his face.
No, it's coffee in those mugs.
So we're not supposed to be drunk at certain events?
Well,
you know?
No.
People get drunk at funerals, for God's sake.
No, this is the acceptable level of drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, on a 1 to 10 scale.
You're assuming you're going to be drunk at these events.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. So you're allowed to be drunk. It's just a matter of how drunk.
Yeah, and this is just some girl on TikTok who put this out as like, you know, there's like these imaginary societal expectations of this is the event.
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is how drunk you're allowed to be.
Right.
To be properly in the bounds of etiquette.
Speaking of that, real quickly, another side. I was at a different tournament about the same age girls, and their team was on the line shooting a foul shot, and we needed her to miss it, but they're 10-year-olds. And she missed it, and I go, yes!
Noonan!
And I was the only guy in the whole gym that yelled yes out loud. And I look over the guy, and my wife looked at me. I'm like, no, I better be shy.
That was inappropriate,
wasn't it?
Okay, yes, it was.
That's better than standing underneath the hoop and waving your hands and jumping up and down.
But just yelling yes when a 10-year-old girl misses a foul shot is probably not
appropriate. Not the best look.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not.
Should have got under the basket and whipped it out to distract her.
Yeah. Oh, they're 10, Todd. Start that's gross, it. Man.
You bring your thunder sticks to the 10-year-old. Boom.
All that might have been better than yelling yes, you know.
Before we get into the list, there was something you tweeted out yesterday. Viral video of, I don't know who it was, my spring training game.
Yeah. The guy got kicked off.
Kicked out of the game.
Right.
What you see in the video is not context.
It's not context. I heard the context on PTI.
Yeah.
Right. The pitcher was being a dick.
Yeah, he was. Right. He got pitch clocked.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And he got pissed and threw the ball, over toward third base.
Oh, another ball, right. Yeah.
And then the ump threw him another ball, and he threw that away.
Right.
The pitcher should have gotten thrown out.
Right. And the catcher reaches back to the ball, but assumes the ump's going to throw the ball to the pitcher again.
So
the catcher pulls his glove away as the ump throws the ball to the catcher's mitt.
Yeah. He
thought he showed him up and threw him out. But you're right. The context was not involved when I saw
it. No, the pitcher should have gotten thrown out.
Right, right.
I love that level of petty from the pitcher.
Yeah. Well, the ump was petty, too.
Yeah, the ump seemed like a douche.
The ump's a triple-A guy. He's been up about 40 games in the past couple years.
The ump should have tossed the pitcher right when he threw the ball away.
That would have been fine.
Yeah, that would have been good. Then it would have been over.
Yeah.
But he got pissed because he got pitch clocked.
When is opening day? It's April 1st in a couple days, right?
Yeah. Probably this weekend.
This weekend. Must be this weekend.
Next week early?
All right. Usually,
that's a much better indicator of spring on the way than whatever the groundhog is.
It usually coincides with the NCAA championship game.
It's been a little later.
Yeah.
It's been a little later now. So
I bet you the NCAA championship game's on Monday and opening day is probably Tuesday.
Probably.
When is the final four?
What you can do probably, Puss, just look that up.
Ah. Yeah. Why worry about it?
Yeah.
Is the final four soon?
This weekend.
Saturday and Monday.
Yeah. Two games on Saturday.
Don't really care.
Championship game on Monday. Yeah. They're actually putting it on CBS this year.
I don't think
they did that last year. Didn't they have it on TBS last year?
I think they might have,
Or final game? Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. The final game.
The championship game was on TBS,
not
on
yesterday they said that the Iowa-Louisville women's game
did pretty well in the ratings,
better than any NBA game ESPN has showed all year.
Oh, yeah, regular season NBA, you have to pay attention to that. It's a lot of games. It's a long season.
And better ratings.
Yeah. Who's the star for Iowa? She's great.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You know, let's hold on to this list till after the break. There's some stuff to dive into.
All right. Don't yell yes when a 10-year-old girl misses a foul shot. When your team needs her to miss a foul
You're
shot.
You're the douche.
Yes!
Right. It also says it's it's okay to
That eat. Might involve some alcohol, too, by the way.
Hopefully.
Yeah, good point, Nick. It's been a while.
And you can be drunk for 16, 17 hours after your son's wedding, according to this list.
According to your personal experiences.
After the wedding. Yeah.
After the wedding. That's right. That's right. You couldn't get on the damn plane. You were so hammered.
It's acceptable. I made the plane.
Come on back. Come on back.